the fantasy executive, the king, Scott Engel, and of course we have young Mike Florio. We're trying to leave good impressions on him, but it hasn't worked out
before
today.
You leave.
In the labor draft,
before he jumps ship, Tone.
The participants were Alan Harrison of The Fantasy Fix, Jeff Erickson of RotoWire, Baseball HQ's Ray Murphy, Roto Experts, Fantasy Sports Network, Jake Seeley, ESPN.com's Stefania Bell, USA Today's Stephen Gardner, Yahoo Sports Scott Pianowski, MLB.com's Fred Zinke, Scout Fantasy, Dr. Roto, how the hell did he get in this league? Fangraphs with Jason Collette and Paul Spora, Fantasy Alarms, Howard Bender, Masterball's Todd Zola, Baseball Prospectus' Brett Sayre, Fangraphs' Mike Podheiser, and Razzball's Rudy Gamble. This is a good field, a good group of guys here getting this done. Congratulations, Dr. Roto, finally getting some respect and people inviting him to leagues.
How about that? I'm quite sure. Hey, Tony, I'm quite sure some emails went up the chain. A lot of emails sent. Took a lot of emails to get this done.
Now, Dr. Roto, I think he probably thinks he won the draft. Have we checked his Twitter out?
Certainly. He's not going to tweet about it, though.
The first round went like this. Mike Trout went number one overall. Clayton Kershaw, number two. Jake Seeley took Mookie Betts. Interesting there with Erickson's pick of Clayton Kershaw, number two. Nolan Arenado at four. Jose Altuve at five. Paul Goldschmidt at six. Chris Bryant at seven. Max Scherzer at eight. Bryce Harper, nine. Trey Turner, 10. Manny Machado, 11. Josh Donaldson, 12. Miguel Cabrera, 13. Anthony Rizzo, 14. And Carlos Correa, 15. One thing that's different in this draft is I've been seeing a lot of the NFBC drafts, three pitchers going in the first round. We have two pitchers, Kershaw at two, and Scherzer also going in the first round here. Scott, which pick do you most relate to? Do you look at it and say, you know what, I would have picked that guy at this point when you look at this draft?
Stefania's Bell's pick of Paul Goldschmidt dropping there at six. You know, this is a guy that you can easily consider in the top three or four. And, you know, the combination of power and speed, you know, the power is down, the speed was up, but, you're always going to get a certain amount of homers, and you're going to get a skill set that's very unique to first base. You know this guy, even though the lineup has changed around him and the Diamondbacks are not a good team, it's a good hitter's ballpark, and he doesn't need other guys around him to produce. He's one of the best in the game, period. He's in his prime. It's a very, very safe pick.
I totally agree with you. I think when you get to that point, Paul Goldschmidt, you know you're going to get the stolen bases. I think the power is going to go up in that great offensive ballpark. He'll get more fly balls this year. I think he turns it around there. Fantasy executive, which pick do you relate to in this first round of this draft?
I don't know if I'm looking at the incorrect draft board over here, but I have Stefania Bell's first pick being Jose Altuve. With Steve Gardner picking Paul Goldschmidt. Okay.
Steve Gardner, Paul Goldschmidt. Yeah,
yeah. I agree with Steve Gardner, yes.
Okay, my bad.
Yeah. No, that was my bad.
Oh, okay. It's all right. You gave Stefania a little love.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'm about to give Stefania.
I go way back with Stefania.
Really?
So. I knew her before she was even at ESPN. I knew her when she was working for DraftKit.com trying to make her mark in the industry.
Yeah, I met her a couple of tout wars ago. She worked for ESPN. I never knew her back in those days.
You know what? You know what's funny? I was just going to make a joke about Stefania, and it was going to be inappropriate. Mm-hmm. But if I made the joke about Will Carroll, nobody would have thought it was inappropriate. So
that's good. Stefania's a very nice lady. And like I remember, honestly, when I was at CBS Sportsline, I was like, we need to bring her on. You know, she's very, very good. And management at the time didn't listen to me, so she ended up at ESPN.
All right, but I like her pick of Jose. I like her pick of Jose.
You like the Jose Altuve?
The Jose Altuve pick, Tone, and I know, I'm gonna get, I'll catch a little slack for this from some of my buddies out there. But I understand that hits is not a category, but this is the best offensive player in the game right now. Very toolsy, what he is able to give you. He's a 20-20 guy. Listen, he could be a 30-30 guy. Does the batting average is the batting average 338 again? No, but in the 320s is definitely doable. So I'm going to say Jose Altuve, and I would start to build a team like that. So I'm rocking with Stefania.
You can go to FNTSY Radio on Twitter, or you can catch my retweet. We've asked, should you brag on Twitter that you won a fantasy draft? So go ahead and take a vote there. Make sure this isn't the presidential election. It won't be a life or death situation. Just chime in there. Mike Florio, in the first round, which pick do you most say, hey, you know what? Mike Florio might have done that in a draft.
I love Manny Machado going 11th overall. I feel like that's a little late. He's going to give you a good average, over 30 homers, driving a lot of runs, and score a lot of runs. And, you know, 2 years ago, he stole 20 bases. So I feel like 11 for a guy who has shortstop and third base eligibility is just too late.
Yeah, that's a little surprising to me. The one guy that I like is, I can't believe Chris Bryant went all the way down to Scott Pianowski. We talked about the Paul Goldschmidt pick and the Jose Altuve pick and how good the pick is. I've been in drafts for money that Chris Bryant went number one overall. And to see him drop down to number seven, I think is a great, great pick here. And if I had the seventh pick, he wouldn't even be in my queue because I didn't think he would make it that far. And sometimes you got to be careful, folks, and make sure you're paying attention because you take for granted sometimes things, and this happens. We're talking about a guy that hit 39 home runs last year, stole 8 bases, hit 290, had 121 runs scored, and 102 RBIs. I mean, this guy's a monster. He's only 25 years old. He's only going to get better. He just turned 25. The seventh pick in the draft, I love this pick.
I agree. Chris Bryant would have been my second choice, Tone. I think Chris, like you said, he's a player that you could see go number one. Trout, obviously, kind of the consensus, but Arenado, Kershaw, and I think Chris Bryant are all in that one mix right there. You know, no matter what the style is, if it's rotisserie, if it's head to head, whatever the case may be, Chris Bryant would my second choice. See, I figured one of y'all was going to say Chris Bryant. That's why I didn't pick Chris Bryant.
Well, you can make a good case. Now, you know, you're splitting hairs between Bryant and Arenado at number four. So that's a good. I love the values at six and seven.
The only problem with that and splitting hairs, and I totally agree with you, is that Arenado's not going to give you any stolen bases, and I think all the other numbers are going to be the same. So if it was to me, you have to pick Chris Bryant over Nolan Arenado. And I love Arenado, but you have to make the move. It's about picking statistics. And you're not going to get stolen bases from him. And Chris Bryant is going to get very similar home runs, very similar batting average, very similar RBIs, very similar runs scored. Yet one guy's getting stolen bases, one isn't. So it should be an easy pick.
Yeah.
So my point was just
basically that, you know, that you could take Bryant as early as four, you know? I take him over Kershaw.
Now, this outlaws our pick, and you know, we're going to get into this next. There's never a bad pick in the first round, folks. No. Never, ever a bad pick. But we can go on which one don't we understand, and the one for me is Nolan Arenado. When you have Chris Bryant on the table, I just broke it down. It's not that I think Arenado's a bad pick at four. I just think that you had a better option at the same position, so I don't understand why you took Nolan Arenado there. Scott, which pick do you find unrelatable? Like I said, there's no bad pick in the first round, but which one do you, you know, I wouldn't have done that.
I probably would have went with Max Scherzer. You know, I want to get one of those top offensive guys, and I'm not against going pitching early, but I feel like, you know, I want to get one of those best offensive kingpin sort of guys, and I can get a starting pitcher in the second round. He still could have got Syndergaard in the second round. Look, Scherzer is unequivocally to me the second overall pitcher, and you know, maybe he was worried on the swing that he couldn't get, you know, a guy like that. But I probably would, when Kershaw was off the board, I probably wouldn't have went a pick for a pitcher, you know, at that point in the draft at number eight, when I still got guys on the board who I like a lot offensively.
Fantasy executive, what's the one pick that you look at and say maybe I have a tough time comprehending this one?
Yeah, and listen, it's like you mentioned, Tony, it's no bad pick in the first round of these drafts, obviously. And I'm not, you know, I don't want to get hammered on Twitter for this, but I'm gonna go with Clayton Kershaw. Still want to get that big offensive piece early in this draft. He goes 1-2. Listen, the guy had herniated disc in his back last season, you know, and epidurals. You know, he's probably going to have to get another one at some point throughout the course of the season if that thing stiffens up on him. So you could miss a couple starts there. So I'm going to go Clayton Kershaw. Don't get me wrong. He's still going to be great. He's still going to be dominant. But just give me one of the big offensive pieces to start it out.
Mike Florio, is there one guy in the first round that you find, you know what, I probably wouldn't have done that?
Yeah, for me, it's easily Trey Turner. Like, I know what this guy's ceiling is, but we only seen him do it for half a season, and to me, it seems risky to bank on that when proven studs like Manny Machado and Josh Donaldson went right after him, and Machado also has shortstop eligibility like Turner's going to get, so that just seemed to me like a little bit of a reach.